Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Nickel Creek Platinum, traded on the TSX under the symbol NCP and on the OTCQB under the symbol NCPCF. I am chatting with the CEO, Stuart Harshaw. Now, Stuart, we're following up on a news release that came out on October 8th. So last week, and just to bring everybody up to speed, Nickel Creek Platinum, formerly known as Wellgreen Platinum, is an exploration and development company focused in the Yukon on the Nickel Show project. Now, this project already has the Wellgreen asset or deposit on it. It is well known, that deposit, but the company is going through an exploration program, and that's what we are going to report on here, some of the initial results from the 12-hole exploration program that was focused on finding some near-surface, higher-grade material. Stuart, can you take us through that strategy here, how this drill program fits into the bigger picture of the company trying to find some high-grade to mix in with that Wellgreen deposit, please?
Certainly, Corey. Thank you. The key to any project is all around bringing money in early in a project. So the opportunity we have is with our large land package is to find other shallow, high-grade nickel deposits that can be mined out in an early stage of a project. What that does is bring significant cash earlier in into the project and can change the overall project's break-even price for nickel to kind of move forward.
So then when it comes to these drill results, we have six holes in total, so half of the program, five-hit mineralization too, and we saw some what are called massive sulfide intervals grading 1.2% up to almost 4% nickel, as well as some copper grades of almost 1% up to 2.7% copper. These are over widths of 1 meter up to 4.3 meters. Also saw some disseminated massive sulfides. These came in at 0.43% up to 1.4% nickel. Also some copper grades in there. These were over wider widths, 12 to 23 meters. What are these results telling you here, Stuart? Is this a new discovery that the company's made?
Absolutely, Corey. I mean, the key here is this is what we were looking for. We said this is the opportunity that we had on our property to find something to change the game a bit for us, and that is actually this discovery. When you find massive sulfide and this kind of zone, it's a question of just how big it is. I mean, it's early. We've only done the results for six out of our 12 holes, but it's an excellent start. You can't ask for more than when you're looking for massive, you hit these kind of grades.
So these results came from this arch zone. It is to the west of the Wellgreen deposit area. Approximately how far west is this arch zone?
Yeah, it's approximately 1 kilometer away from the Wellgreen deposit, and it's still accessible through a road, an all-season road. And this area has very good possibilities for more. So it's not just that we found this one on it. This area is a fairly decent sized area, and so this is just the first holes we put in.
Now, what was some of the historic work or any work that you guys did that led you to drill this arch zone?
Yeah, the key for us was doing our geophysics work across our property. We put a significant amount of kilometers, if you will, of the laid lines for doing the TDEM survey, if you will, time domain electromagnetic survey. And that was done last year across the property. And from that, we got these high conductivity targets. And one of those was definitely in the arch area where we were drilling. And we actually even had a few historical holes from back in 1988. And I think the last one was 2001. Which had shown the presence of massive sulfides in the ground there. So this was a high probability target that we were going after. It was an excellent first pass.
Now, when it comes to these higher grades that you saw, especially compared to the Wellgreen deposit, are these the type of grades that you're looking for? Obviously, you always want the highest grade possible, but when it comes to potential economics, is that the percentage of nickel, let's say, that we should be looking for in between the low 1% up to 4%?
So from a nickel perspective, those are fantastic numbers. Like, when you're in that's the best deposits in the world are always in that kind of category of nickel. What this is really going to be is about defining how much volume we have, because that's going to be, it's not just the grade, it's going to be the volume in that's going to help determine just how much of the bar we can move with this.
So then where are some of the other holes, the remaining six holes in this drill program? I know a few more were drilled at Arch. Let's keep it there. Where were the other holes drilled here?
Yeah, so we have another part of our property we refer to as Burwash. It's actually Burwash East and West. So we drilled some holes in that area as well. And those are going to be part of our next news release, if you will, once we get the results, just waiting on the assays for those.
Okay. Now, the other area that was drilled during that campaign was this Burwash East and West area. It's outlined within this news release in one of the figures about halfway through. What can you tell us about this Burwash area?
Again, the Burwash area is a large area. It's a few kilometers away from the Wellgreen deposit, but it covers a very large area. We are on mountains when we're doing our drilling, so it's always a challenge to hit the targets that we want to hit associated with the conductivity that we got from the EM. But I would say that the Burwash offers, you know, lots of different opportunities for us to drill, of which we've just started with this program.
All right. So then when it comes to, I guess we already talked about the overall strategy here, but when these remaining six holes are released, what's the company's next step then? What are you going to be looking to do? When will we get more information of some follow-up work at either of these zones?
Yeah, well, we'll hopefully touch on some of that in our next news release. But I mean, one thing I'd like to point out is that the nickel market is really strong right now. You've got strong nickel price, $9.30, which is something we haven't been seeing for the past 5 years. So I would say that we're right at the right time for the nickel market. And that's going to be part of that overall strategy is really taking advantage of the interest in nickel and the EV, the whole EV side of it, and really pushing our overall project forward. So I would say that's something that we're going to be looking forward to talking about in the future.
Okay. Now, how much cash is still in the bank to take you through next year now that the drilling has wrapped up and you're just waiting for assay results?
Yeah, we're sitting, we're good until December of 2022, so next year. So we've got, from a cash burn rate, we're good for over a year. And so really, any new raisings would be associated with drill programs and PFS possibilities.
Okay. Stuart, we'll wrap it up here. Some very encouraging initial results out of that drill program. And I guess we can call that a new discovery that sounds like you guys just need to get back on the ground and show, or try to show, just what kind of size and scale that is in the Arch Zone. But we are still waiting for some more results out of that Arch Zone and from Burwash East and West. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Stuart to address those. And Stuart, keep us up to date on the back of some more news, especially any drill results.
Thanks, Corey. That was great.